Todd Spangler is a Washington correspondent for the Detroit Free Press. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Todd, long time no talk to. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays, Doug.
Well, I tell you what, you've been earning your nickel because you've been all over the front pages of the Free Press lately. I've got a menagerie of topics to talk with you about. First of all, let's start with this one story, which was on the front page of the recent Free Press. As you write, the Chinese have turned up the tension with new tariffs on vehicles imported from the U.S. Give us the details.
Well, last week, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce decided they were going to start putting tariffs on American imports that were larger than a certain size. Think Escalades and certain Cadillacs. They say they're doing it because the Americans are dumping product in their market, and their argument is, in part, that the federal government's rescue of GM and Chrysler qualifies as a subsidy, which is sort of ironic because people in this country, a lot of companies, particularly solar companies, have been complaining for quite a while that the Chinese government is propping up their competitors.
So what's this mean?
Well, it could mean that there's going to be some additional price for American, companies that are importing certain cars into China. The bigger problem is, there's a growing concern that China is using these sorts of tariffs in a retaliatory fashion, that the reason they did this was because of some recent wins on trade questions that the Obama administration has had from world trade organizations. So the real question is whether or not this is the leading edge of some kind of trade war between the two countries. I think both sides will try to tamp down that kind of anxiety, but, you know, for now, things are kind of tense.
You know, it's interesting. It seems like both could benefit greatly by working together on importing and exporting, but there's that tension there. Obviously, China is just a growing global power, especially what they've been doing with the military. Do you see this relationship finding more common ground, or is it going to be tense like this for a while?
It's really going to have to play out for a while, I think. For instance, as you mentioned, I mean, the China economy has been growing by leaps and bounds, but their car sales have actually, and they're still going up, but they've slowed down a little bit. And in fact, some imports have been taking market share away from Chinese companies, which is what they're fighting against here. They want to keep as much of this to their own industry as they can, which is understandable, but at the same time, they need to be a player in the world market. And these are the sort of problems that come up.
Does this hurt the U.S. manufacturers who are over there building cars and trying to sell those cars?
As far as the companies that are in China and making the cars in China and selling them there, Ford's a great example, it doesn't hurt them at all. These are only imports. These are only really cars that are being made in America and then being sent to China. In fact, it hurt more than the Detroit car makers are BMW and Honda, as well as Mercedes-Benz, which have plants in the South and have been importing cars to China from there. And, in fact, they're going to get hit with this a little harder than some of the American car makers.
All right, Todd, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about your story in Sunday's Free Press, titled When a City Goes Broke, Other Bankrupt Cities Show What May Lie in Store for Detroit. Give us the nutshell of that story.
Well, I mean, what we were trying to look at is whether or not a Chapter 9 filing, which is the municipal bankruptcy code part of the federal code, would be the right thing for Detroit, or if it did happen for Detroit, would it be a good thing or a bad thing? And that's always going to be a mixed bag. What we found was, indeed, it is a mixed bag. It when other cities have done this, be it Vallejo, California, or Central Falls, Rhode Island, and believe me, we understand those are much, much smaller cities, but in those cases, the receivers who went into Chapter 9 were able to restructure contracts or get the unions to agree to restructure contracts in a way that they might not have been willing to otherwise. The problem with it is that, you know, it does hurt the way a city looks. It can hurt its reputation. It can take a while for it to come back.
All right, Todd Spangler is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. He works out of their Washington, D.C. bureau. Just go to freep.com and look up Todd Spangler. Todd, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.